All right, everyone, say good morning. Let's begin. So we find ourselves today in the red edition, on page Kuf Lamed, still in Perek Yud Aleph in the Mesilas Yesharim. So remember, again, yesterday we began just the first few lines of the Midah of Kina, the Midah of Jealousy. It says, Va'amnam, yesh mi shesichluso rabba kolkach, ad shem yira lachavira ezatova, So there is a person, there is a level ultimately again of jealousy, where a person sees that someone else has something and they feel so jealous. They feel so jealous that the individual has something else that literally it pains them. Yis'ashesh ba'atzmo, intuiti when he says yitzta'er, person literally will become pained, will be worried, and will be upset. This is ad shafilo hatovos shebiado lo yehanuhu mitzar mashuro biad chavero, to the point that ultimately again a person could become so distressed over what they lack that they profoundly forget to appreciate everything they have. Literally, that jealousy creates rot in one's bones. Mostly, another paradigmatic example of this, of course, again, it's not a Jewish example, but it's a good example nevertheless, is Haman, right? When Haman literally explicitly says, V'choze enene shoveli, right? Everything I have is absolutely meaningless when what? When I see that Mordechai won't bow down to me. Now, Bosse, if you think about it for just a moment, it's so counterintuitive. All right, look, Mordechai won't bow down. And he's got everything else in life that Mamish is going for him, but yet, that's what jealousy is. Jealousy prevents one from enjoying or benefiting from any of the blessings they have because there's just a simple, unhealthy fixation on that which they lack. So he goes on, he says, Amnam, Yeshachirim, She'ina mitztarim ve'kovim kolkach, Afa pikein, Yargishu ba'asam ezetzar. So there are other people who still suffer from the need of jealousy, not as acutely. So meaning, again, they're not going to go ahead and forget about all the good they have, but nevertheless, there's some tzar, there's some discomfort, there's some pain when they see that someone has something that they do not. And again, furthermore, in particular, there are people who feel a negative feeling when they see someone else accomplish something, unless, of course, it's one of one's loved ones who are more connected to him. So again, this additional level of jealousy is where a person sees someone else accomplishing. See, we'll say, here's what's interesting. See, normally, the way jealousy is expressed in Sifrei Musar is about material possessions, right? Someone has something I don't. But what Ramchal is pointing out is there are some people that they're not really material beings. Not really, I mean, or they're not, I should say everybody's a material being, but they're not fixated on material. But you know what does get them jealous? When they see someone else who accomplishes something that ultimately they did not. Say if it's a close friend or a close family member, fine, you can rejoice for that. But if it's someone who's outside of me, very often that can be a source of pain and anxiety. And the more distant the person from me, the more acute the feelings of jealousy. V'tira, shebefihem efsha shiomru dvarim kismichim omod mal tovaso. Now sometimes, again, the person who's jealous might be very complimentary, might even express a yashar koach, a mazel tov to the person who's accomplished. Achlibam rafa bikirbam. But inside, I'm very upset. V'hudavar ya'ara al harov berov b'nei adam. And I will say this happens, and I'm chasses, this happens with most people. Ki afa pi shalo yihiyu ba'le kina mamish. Because even if I'm not a real Baal Kina, meaning I'm not ultimately against someone who is consumed by jealousy, Amnam lo nikum mimena legamrei. So also remember, again, we keep going back to the same theme over and over and over, that a person may have mastered purging themselves of a negative trait in a larger sense, but there's almost like some sin residue that often remains behind. So for example, a person, I may not be a jealous person in general. If I see, like, you get a new car, very nice, that's a beautiful new car, enjoy it. I don't have a pang of jealousy in my heart that, oh, I wish I had that. But he said, I'll tell you what does come up often is this pain over someone else's accomplishment. Sometimes when someone does something or accomplishes something, or that perhaps I would have liked for myself, or I was hoping that I was going to do, that ultimately, again, that could create within the individual a certain sense of kina. And the Ramchal posits that most people suffer from this level of kina.
Ramchal doesn't think that happens when it's closer to you.
No, it's actually interesting, right? Because you would think that somebody who's distanced from me, I don't care about. So I think what Ramchal is saying is, you know, there's a beautiful Gemara that says, Bechol Adam is Kane. A person is jealous of every single person. Chutz mi bino umi tamido. Right? So I guess what Chazal is saying over there in that type of situation is, you want good things for people who are close to you. It's that, yeah, so it's I guess Ramchal is going with that approach. That if somebody's close to me, I don't really have that kind of jealousy. Again, remember, a friend, even a close friend, is not included in that list of the Gemara. So, yeah, bless you. So that seems to be what the Ramchal is going with. So he goes on, he says the following. He says, Kol shekein, im ba'al umenosu matzliach bo, shekvar kol uman sani l'chavre. He says, all the more so, if you look at 286, he says, ba'al umenosu adama osik ba'osam k'tsoa o esik hamikna. Well, say, we'll use the word competitor, but I don't want to use it. If somebody's in the same line of business as me, is matzliach, that certainly causes kina. Shekvar kol uman sani l'chavir. I'll say this is a statement from the Medrash. The statement of the Medrash is, every craftsman hates his friend. Now, what does that mean? That there's that competition. Competition, so by definition, again, you could be good friends with someone, you could even love someone else, the fact that they're a fellow Jew, but if they're your competitor in the marketplace, there's a certain just inherent animosity that exists. All the more so if this other person is more matzliach than me. But I will say, you know, it's very important, we know that the klal is that in Adam no geva muchan l'chaveiro means that one person doesn't touch that which is prepared for his friend, afilu kimelo nema, even a hair's breadth. I will say now what that means. Va'kol kasher la kome hashimun. I will say, you know, understand. Obviously, if you have a business and you don't run your business properly and you don't put in sufficient effort, then you are not going to be matzliach, you're not going to be successful. But the idea is, it's very important you sowed, someone else's success does not automatically mean that I will have less. Well, it's very important you sowed. You see, sometimes we think, I think I mentioned this just a couple of days ago in a different context, you know, we often think that like the pie is this big, and so if you happen to get a bigger piece of pie, that by definition means there's less for me. So the beautiful part is, that the Ribono Shel Olam's pie does not have a preconceived or a preordained size. At the end of the day, if you're matzliach, your hatzlacha does not come at my expense. So the beautiful part is you could have your hatzlacha, I could have my hatzlacha. So once I know that and once I believe that, then by definition there is no need to begrudge the success or the accomplishment of the other. So he goes on, he says, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and again, in accordance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's incredible wisdom and advice, ability on us that often is not known by man. This is very important. So therefore, there is no need for me to be jealous over someone else's success, because I will say, at the end of the day, what Ramchal says is the reason why we are jealous at the success of someone else is because, again, we assume Reuven's success comes at my expense. And of course, again, that's not the case. Reuven's success is Reuven's success, and he should be continuing to be matzliach, and has nothing to do with taking away anything from me. As such, if I believe that, then by definition, I should be happy for his accomplishments as well. This is what the Navi tells us about the future of the Messianic era. Shalaman tia tovas Yisrael shalema, yakti makodesh baruch hu lahaser melevavenu hamida hamaguna hazos. Both say this is amazing. That in the Messianic era, one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us is going to happen is he's going to remove from our hearts the midah of kina, the midah of jealousy. Va'az lo yihye tsar la'echad b'tovas ha'acher. And we will feel no pain over the success of the other. V'gam lo yitzdarech hamatzliach lahastir atzma udivarav mepnei akina. And Rabbi says sometimes if a person is successful, they feel awkward talking about their success. Not bragging. I don't mean bragging. But they feel awkward talking about their success because they feel that it may awaken feelings of kina, feelings of animosity or jealousy within the other. In the Messianic era, that will not happen. Ephraim lo yikanes Yehuda, the Yehuda lo yotres Ephraim. So we'll say a mefurish pasuk from Yeshaya. See, the Navi Yeshaya says explicitly that again in the Messianic era, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away the kin of Ephraim, the kin of Yehuda. Ephraim will not go ahead and have jealousy against Yehuda, and ultimately again Yehuda will not have jealousy against Ephraim. Hu ashalom v'ashava ashalom alchei asharis. The Messianic era will have this lack of jealousy, this lack of animosity, almost like the Malachi Asharis. Asher kulam smicha b'avodosam, each of them are happy in their service. Ish amakom abos. This is amazing. You see, the Malachi Asharis, they don't get jealous of one another. Why not? Because each one has their defined role. Each one has their defined task. And the success of one does not in any way encroach upon the success of the other. Now, I will say, the truth is, the same thing is true in the earthly sphere as well. It's no different here. You have your job, I have my job. Your success doesn't come at the expense of mine, and my success doesn't come at the expense of yours. The difference is we just don't believe that. We believe, again, that there's the pie, and if you get a bigger piece of the pie, there's less pie for me, and that's ultimately problematic for me. So the Rav Chaya says it's amazing. Navi just says, in the Messianic era, we're going to be like Malachi Asharis. Not meaning we'll be human, we'll have Bechira, but to be like the Malachim, that just like the Malachim, understand each one has their place, and therefore again, no one's Hatzlacha encroaches or infringes on the other. That's the way we'll feel about one another in the future as well. Ki kulam yodim ha'emes la'amito, all of them know the ultimate truth. Va'alizim ala tov asher bi'adam usmeichim bechelkam. They are able to rejoice on the good that they comes to their hand, and they are able to rejoice in their portion. It was an incredible, incredible yisod. If you really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to every single person their parnasa, what they need, what they deserve, then by definition, someone else's hatzlacha never comes at my own expense. Once you believe that, and again, it's not an easy thing to believe, at the end of the day, a person is able to rejoice for the accomplishments of the other, and never to chas v'shalom be jealous. Right? So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Kuf Lamed Aleph Yemir Tashem tomorrow.